Well, the Kosciuszko, and we've got another horse into the race. That horse is Don't Give a Damn, and Danny Williams down at Goulburn is joining us. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Andrew. Thank you.
Yeah, just gone afternoon. Good pick up there, Danny. I like to be picked up. Don't Give a Damn. Relief to get one in there. You never know what'll happen with a couple of other horses, but take us through what's happened the last 24 hours.
Well, look, we got a message from a gentleman called Ian Campbell inquiring into Don't Give a Damn, and I gave him a call back, and he was pretty keen to take the horse up, and it's very exciting to have a runner again this year. We were hoping that someone would pick up one of four horses that we have here, and hopefully there's more to come, but really exciting, Andrew, and he sounds like a terrific gentleman.
Was it from a syndicate, or was it was he by himself? I just can't remember whether he was solo yesterday.
Look, I believe it's for himself. Look, at this stage, that's all I know.
Yeah, he's probably one of the TAB account holders. And anyway, it's great for him and great for you. Bring us up to date where the horse is up to.
Yeah, Andrew, I was going to give the horse a barrier trial on Friday, but decided not to. We were... had a great opportunity on the course proper this morning to gallop him with She Knows. I galloped six horses on the course proper, and both She Knows and Don't Give a Damn worked a bit of pace work running up 600 metres. He's entered for Saturday week at Rose Hill, a benchmark 88, 1200, and then he'll run there and then be freshened up for the Kosciuszko.
Well, there's two that will run in that benchmark 88. Suncraze is going there as well into that race. So there'll be a couple of those Kosciuszko runners at this stage lining up on Saturday week at Randwick. Did he have a good prep, Danny? Like, has he had a good spell and a good prep?
Look, everything's gone to plan with him, Andrew. He had 3 months out in the paddock to work on his feet, which we haven't been able to do. He's come along three preparations with minor feet issues, and it's the first time that we've had plenty of time to let them down and really resolve themselves. And look, we've had a really clean, uninterrupted preparation with him this time in, and couldn't be happier with the preparation that he's had.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right, so the deal is done. Don't Give a Damn is into the Kosciuszko. Good luck to Ian, who got the slot yesterday and has done the arrangement with you. And I hope that... Is that okay? I heard a siren there. Danny, are you okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Righto. I always hesitate, mate. I was interviewing Jerry Ryan one day, and he actually got pulled over for talking on his phone. So I always react in a nervous way when I hear a siren.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting at home at the moment.
That's all right, then. That's all right. He lost his license after that little discussion. Yeah, he did. Now, you've got a couple of other potential ones. Have you had any feelers yet?
No, not yet, Andrew. Well, look, it's exciting to have horses there that are capable of being selected. And we've got four horses headed that way. And, you know, four of them galloped on the course proper this morning. And in fact, the best work of the four was a horse called Highway 66. She worked with another horse that I've got, Floki, this morning, and there wasn't a great lot between them, but the rider came off Highway 66 with a lot of excitement saying how well she worked. So, you know, Floki, he's a horse on the way up, and he's racing on Friday here at Goulburn, and She Knows is then for Rose Hill Saturday. So hopefully someone will have a look at those and give us a call.
All right. Well done to you, Danny. We'll stand by for more news, maybe out of your stable, but Don't Give a Damn is in the Kosciuszko on October 19. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.